This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sir, yeah, your bleacher seats aren't available today.
Oh, here we go.
Mind if we move you to the track owner's skybox?
I can make that work.
There's nothing like an upgrade at the track or behind the wheel. So upgrade to Castrol Edge Advanced Synthetic Motor Oil with 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1 5W30 for superior performance.
Want to take your car on the track after the race?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Live for performance? Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Results based on sequence spray wear test.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
To a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney today for a special event benefiting the Nebraska Children's Home. It is Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. It's their second annual golf outing, and after some early rains today, they're all on the course, and it looks like they're ready to have a good time in this four-person scramble. And we'll get a chance to talk about that a little bit more as the day progresses. Plus, on the Doug and Daddy Show today, Chuck Carlson of the Dallas Morning News will join us. And Chuck, from the Texas A&M perspective, has 12 teams in 12 days. So Chuck Carlson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show today as well. We'll talk about the weekend in sports, but on a Monday, why be in the office when you can be out? Daddy, how was your weekend?
Well, weekend was good. I just put the kazoo away. We don't have those horns they had in South Africa, so I broke my kazoo out yesterday morning and went nuts with it for a while.
Are you glad that it did not go to penalty kicks?
No, I thought that's what everybody wanted, some excitement finally in this deal. And to have it end, you know, it was exciting. It was 0-0, I guess, as exciting as you can get. I thought once it was sudden death and overtime, which is not the case, they play it out. So it took a little bit of it, you know, a little bit of the intrigue off the end of it. But, you know, needless to say, when you play for 90 or for 115 minutes and it's 1-0, you got to think the other team's not going to score. It's highly unlikely that they won't score.
Was the final yesterday good for soccer? That's the question, and I'm not sure that we are qualified outside of the general fan that they're trying to entice to watch soccer like they're doing with hockey to get you to watch more soccer. And I'm just going to have to say no. Until soccer has a 3-2 final or has some excitement or had a game like the consolation game on Saturday, it was 1-0, it was boring, it was one-sided a lot of the game, and then all of a sudden, ooh, it's one-sided the other way. It just seemed like they were very intent, pass, pass, pass. There wasn't a whole lot. And all the yellow cards yesterday, trying maybe to get something going. But for the part that I watched of the game, it just didn't. And again, maybe it's just because I'm not a soccer fan. And maybe that has something to do. But if you're trying to entice the non-soccer fan to watch, it was boring.
2.5 times the people that watch the Super Bowl are our big event that we, you know, we pay such close attention to and devote our one day out of our lives every year to. 2.5 times the amount of people around the world. I realize it's worldwide attendance, but it is remarkable for the amount of people to watch that event. And now it is there. This is the biggest thing in the world. And you mentioned it, for that little gold trophy. Mm-hmm. I had never saw the trophy, I don't think, until yesterday. It is makes the finals MVP trophy look this looks minuscule in comparison to that, but it is not a very big deal, but it is the most coveted trophy in all of sports, and Spain takes it home for the first time ever.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number to call and join us on the show today. Or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to have your emails for the show today. So be a part of the show. Join us, and we'll talk about what's going on in the world. But, Daddy, still the buzz going around Central Nebraska about the monumental upset that started the weekend. I don't know if it was monumental. It wasn't like somebody we didn't know. But Eric Hola knocking off Pug Bertrand in the annual hot dog eating contest that we had at the Hilltop Mall.
Both contestants are still alive. I have confirmation on that. Neither one feeling real great in the afternoon, but both really coming around. What a great finish. What a great crowd we had on hand. Appreciate everybody for coming up and being a part of it. A lot of fun, I think, was had by everybody, and I think I just don't think you can have a much more exciting finish than we had up there. I really don't know what would have happened if Pug would have kept. Obviously, he would have retained the trophy. That would have been very, very disheartening and sick for one Eric Hole, and had the trophy went back to the champion. I'd never seen that much sweat come out of one's arm without running a marathon. So,
well, and it was a lot of fun. We thank everybody that participated. It was a great crowd on hand, as you said. 13 participants, which is about the right amount to have. Everybody can kind of pay attention to what's going on there. The one bit of strategy, as I continue to talk to the competitors, was that they seemed to be close. Todd Gatula seemed to have the lead there for a while. Then all of a sudden you made the announcement that Eric Holland was like a dog and a half ahead, and maybe Pug Bertrand wasn't able to keep the pace. He thought he was keeping pace with the leader when really he wasn't. And so maybe next year, electronic scoring system.
Obviously, you want to get those heavy hitters right across from each other so they can keep track themselves. And Eric Holland really, I think was one of those people kind of laid in the weeds much of the day, and then all of a sudden just kept going. Anytime you get 15 dogs down, you know that's a different, kind of you just separate yourself. After 10, you're a different breed. To be able to take down a dog every 2 minutes for 30 minutes is amazing.
Well, Daddy, that's just part of what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. We're getting ready for area baseball tournaments. We are here at Metal Arc Hills for the annual Nebraska Children's Home golf outing called Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. It's a four-person scramble. Good amount of teams that are out here today and enjoying the weather at Metal Arc Hills. Of course, beautiful Metal Arc Hills, and we hope to get a chance to talk to Dave and or Scott here before the end of the program. But what else caught your eye this weekend?
You know, Doug, I guess the baseball getting ready to finish off and going to the All-Star break. And you were, late last week you kind of get on the Royals bandwagon, been playing great baseball. Then they go face the White Sox, and a month and a week ago are 9.5 games out of the American League Central race. Now they find themselves right at the top of the American League Central, and what a run. They bash Kansas City back-to-back-to-back games, and if you're a Royals fan, leaves a bitter taste in your mouth for as well as you were playing. All of a sudden, it's a real punch in the gut.
Well, and Zach Greinke got scratched yesterday. A lot was made of that. He didn't pitch, and they had to go to a last-minute starter who just got lit up. Multiple home runs yesterday for the White Sox. Chicago is the hottest team in baseball. They have won 25 of their last 30 games. Even the Yankees can't say that, but the Yankees have the best record going into the break at 56-32. So the White Sox red hot, and now we'll see if they can keep it going after the All-Star break. Zach Greinke, they said soreness like in the back of his shoulder is like something they came up with so he wouldn't have to pitch yesterday and he would get the first game when they come back from the All-Star break. So, again, the Royals found that one. There's usually a couple times a year that they were able to put a little streak together. And the amazing thing is most of these games were on the road, and then now they'll get ready to settle for a few home games here the rest of July.
Oh, and mention a sweep of Seattle, something you had not done, or the Royals had not done since 1995. So I don't know what the buttons Ned Yost is pushing, but for all intents and purposes, he's pushing the right one so far in his young tenure with the Royals.
You really think it has more to do with the coach? I really give 10% to that. Guys start hitting, guys start pitching, guys get healthy. How much managerial duty? I mean, how much can there be there?
Well, they probably get too much credit when things are going good and probably too much blame when they're going wrong. But I don't know. It seemed like at the end of the Trey Hillman days, players were really, any time you're you're trying to do too much, I think maybe the way to say it. I think you saw a lot of people pressing at the plate, you know, trying to do too much. It was not working for the Royals at that point. Everybody seems to be relaxed and just enjoying baseball once again, and maybe that's a better key to it than it is the managers.
Daddy, on the local scene, one significant note now, the GPAC conference has come out and done a whole lot of schedule changing because of Dana leaving the conference. And right now, the good news is we talked about Hastings and all these schools losing a game, and with Hastings not having a non-conference game, well, what it all comes down to, they will now be able to play round robin. There was always somebody that you didn't play because of the number of teams in the league. Well, the GPAC conference has decided that the 11 football-playing schools will all face each other. So that means Sioux Falls, Northwestern, Wesleyan, all those teams that are towards the top that are battling with Hastings for the top of the conference and for postseason glory are going to be there this season. So no change. They will still open with Briarcliff on the road on September the 14th. But where Dana was, they'll switch in another school. And then when it comes to volleyball and basketball, they are going to, for scheduling purposes only, split them into two leagues. So the guys in your side, just pretty much like the Big 12 has been doing, you play everybody on your side twice, everybody on the other side once. And so they've had to do a little work with that. If you want more information or want to see the schedule, go to gpacsports.com, G-P-A-C, gpacsports.com, and you'll be able to see all that's going on there. But definite change, and it seems like from all the articles we read and all the people we've been talking to, Midland is the one that's going to make out with this. They're actually going to revive. Remember, Dana had one of the top NAIA wrestling programs in the nation, and now they're going to revive it at Midland, and most of the kids are going to go there.
I just cannot believe with the Dana situation that there were no rumors or no rumblings about it. I mean, it was basically going, I'm going to go to school at Dana, and one day, no, you're not. It's that simple. It was doors open to doors shut, basically overnight. It was literally the Colts leaving town. They loaded up the Mayflower trucks and they were gone.
Well, and speaking of that, that gets us back to this LeBron James dealio. I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't need Jesse Jackson telling me what's going on. The spectacle that they put on over the weekend in Miami to introduce this in front of the crowd was fun for Miami, painful for everybody else. It's nice to see one of the headlines is that Toronto and Cleveland not going to be pursuing tampering laws and fighting this and saying, you know, these guys had this decided and it's not by the rules of the game. It is what it is. Let's get on with it and either like Miami or hate Miami for it.
You know, he shows up this weekend for Carmella's wedding in New York, gets booed going in there. A lot of stars.
That's a star-studded event. For one, I am so pleased. The only thing I said the whole time is as long as he doesn't go to the Knicks. I don't want him with the Knicks. Not a place for him to be with the Knicks. Amari Stoudemire, it's all yours, buddy.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm with you totally on the Knicks deal. Spike Lee also in attendance at the wedding.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're on the 10th tee box here at the Fairways and Dreams. This is Fairways and Greens. I keep switching those. Fairways and Greens. And it's for the Nebraska Children's Home. But it looked like we had four tee shots right down the middle here on 10 today. So the latest group, right down the middle on 10, one of the more difficult holes in the Tri-Cities. But a beautiful day, and with a little wind in their face, I see that the tee boxes are up here today to give this scramble group a try. And where we are at, we can see 10. We can see the tee off on 16. We can see the tee off on 1. They got the putting contest going. And so a beautiful day. This is where we are situated, just outside the clubhouse at beautiful Meadowlark Hills. Again, we are here helping support this second annual golf tournament for the Nebraska Children's Home, Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. And we're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to continue our 12 teams in 12 days as we will be previewing Texas A&M. So stay with us as we will talk with Chuck Carlton of the Dallas Morning News. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble.
Uh-oh.
On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
For the fifth consecutive year, hungry competitors from across central Nebraska gathered for the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
But when we entered the final minute, just two competitors had a chance. Three-time defending champion Pug Bertrand and Eric Holland.
Dead tied. 1 minute, Daddy. 1 minute to go. 1 minute.
And an emotional Big Daddy brought it home.
It was a tie for a minute until Pug had a take it out of his mouth. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned here today. Eric Holland has unseated. This is an amazing finish.
Congratulations to our 2010 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest champion, Eric Holland.
You know, when you contacted me about getting in this, Eric, you said you were coming to win it. You said that a year ago. Didn't come through. This year, was there a different tactic, something you changed up?
This year, I didn't eat pancakes for breakfast.
It's like no other exhibition game.
Take me out to the board game.
There remains a magic in this clustering of stars who swing bats for show and toss the horse hide so it looks like an aspirin. And when the hype subsides, when Americans face nationals, it comes down to that simple confrontation. Pitcher against batter. Mano a mano. It's all-star coverage. Hear the Midsummer Classic on the station that's stroking gappers to the wall. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Scattered showers and storms continue to affect the area as we head through the day today, with highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's an isolated chance for a shower storm early tonight with a low at 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Meadowlark Hills, beautiful Meadowlark Hills golf course here in Kearney as we continue our road. I don't even know where the studio is anymore. Do you know where it's at?
It's been a long time since we've been back. I look forward to getting back in there on Tuesday, tomorrow. Yeah, actually, you won't be back until tomorrow, but Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow, more golf for me. We're in works with the Cox Classic. We're giving away some package with the Cox Classic. Going down to meet with some of the folks in Omaha tomorrow at the Cox Classic Media Days, getting some more information. We've had Chad Martson from the Cox Classic on the show a couple of weeks back when our boy Brandon Crick was selected as one of the folks to play in that tournament, and when they released who they were going to get in on exemption. So a lot more news tomorrow, so I'll be down there. You'll be here. I think Kansas is going to be next in our Big 12 preview tomorrow.
Efforting.
Coming up Texas A&M a little bit later on the show today. Daddy, I mean, I'm going to Omaha tomorrow. Maybe I can just ride back with Kathleen. What do you think?
There you go. That'd be a great opportunity. We just met Kathleen. She's a public and marketing director here for Nebraska Children's Home. And Kathleen, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for rolling in. And the second annual event here, so it's in its infancy, but I can already tell how it's grown. A lot of teams here today. Good place to start. I guess the first thing is just kind of tell the folks why we are here today and what this is all about.
So many people came out today. We actually heard that every single team that signed up is here today. So, I mean, what better way to support the Nebraska Children's Home Society than come out, play a little golf. It's a charity that really relies on donations. 80% of what we do is funded through private donations, that's past gifts and current gifts. But we serve the whole state of Nebraska through 11 locations, and we provide pregnancy, parenting, adoption services, foster care, early childhood education, and also the community and neighborhood-based services. Terrific charity. Been around 116 years.
Yeah, when Dennis was in, well, a couple of weeks ago, just before the 4th, it was kind of amazing that how we learned, and it's still an organization. It's changed a little bit about how they do things, but some real interesting information that he was able to provide to us, and it looks like our chats have helped grow this golf tournament a little bit, Daddy.
Well, you certainly hope so, and the one thing that stands out to both of us, again, is all the money raised here stays in Nebraska. It does not leave Nebraska. It goes right here to help people that are struggling here, maybe having to give up a child. But it all stays right here at home.
Right. It's all the money stays here in Nebraska. We serve across the whole entire state, and that's through all of those services that I just mentioned. So it's serving the children of the state of Nebraska, but it's also serving the families in the state of Nebraska. And those facing unplanned pregnancies, those wishing to adopt a child, provide foster care for a child, the early childhood education stays right here.
Kathleen Almarhoon is joining us, the Marketing and Public Relations Manager out of the Omaha office for the Nebraska Children's Home. Not everybody's a golfer. Not everybody can be here today. Whenever we talk with organizations, there's other things that you do. There's other fundraisers. There's other ways that they can be a part. There's websites. There's things like that. If folks are listening out there today and want to find out more, want to make a donation, or want to find out more about your organization, what do they need to do?
We provide 24/7 access on our website, which is nchs.org. So again, nchs.org.
short site.
Yeah.
We need more of that. So folks, check that out if you want more information on the Children's Home. Are you going to be out here hitting any golf balls today? Or are you just in charge of making sure the food gets out or counting
we're in charge of making sure all the golfers out here are happy today. We're glad to do it.
She's wearing her Cox Classic hat. She's going back to Omaha to get ready for the Cox Classic.
Yeah, I heard you guys plug in the Cox Classic, and we are a charity that benefits from the Cox Classic. So, again, all these organizations, all these individuals that come to support charity, that's what I love about Nebraska. Those Midwest values where everyone feels like we need to give back to this community. I always feel like we are so fortunate living in the state of Nebraska. I hear from fundraisers in different areas across the country, and I've talked to people even in Rhode Island, and I thought, like, well, Rhode Island, you guys got money up there, easy job, and they're saying, like, sometimes it's really difficult, but here in Nebraska, people are so willing to give. When they hear of people in need, they just continuously step up to the plate. We've seen that as a charity, too. We've seen our donation, the amount that people are giving are down, but we actually had more people step up to give. And that what makes all the difference. You don't have to give $100. If you can give a $20, it adds up. It makes a big difference to the charities, not only our charity, but other charities that are serving our community.
Well, Kathleen, we appreciate you coming up, but we also want to talk to Brianna here for a second, so let's talk to Brianna Woodside. She's actually a caseworker here in Kearney, and as we said, there's 11 different spots across the state of Nebraska with the Nebraska Children's Home. Brianna, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. After a little cool-down rain, this is a perfect day.
It is. It really turned out to be nice.
Tell the folks about Kearney's Nebraska Children's Home and where you're at, what they can do. Give us a little background on what you do here in Kearney.
Okay. We are located at 2222 2nd Avenue, Suite 802. And here in the Kearney office, I'm the only caseworker, but I provide services to clients that are experiencing unplanned pregnancies, whether they're looking at making a parenting plan or an adoption plan. And then I also work with families that are looking to add to their family through adoption. So we have a great group of families in the Tri-City area that are involved in, we have prepare groups, which are monthly support groups for our couples that are waiting. As Kathleen mentioned, we have a number of fundraisers, one in particular, the Weaving Families Together event, which we have every year for the Tri-City area. We have a number of families that are really helpful and do a wonderful job over here.
These are local young people mostly, I take it, that contact you. Is that how that works?
Our pregnancy clients, they can range anywhere from teenagers up to adults. We have some couples that might be married. Anybody who's experiencing an unplanned pregnancy that just feels like they need to make a permanent plan, whether that's assistance with parenting classes, budgeting, discipline, or somebody who's looking at a permanency plan by placing their child with an adoptive family.
We are here at Meadowlark Hills, Brianna Woodside, and we're talking with her. She is the caseworker here in Kearney. Okay, Daddy and Suzanne have adopted pets. Now, this is a whole lot different thing.
It's quite different.
if they're sitting there going, man, what do we do? What's the first step? What is the first step?
The first step would be to contact the Nebraska Children's Home, our Omaha office. We have what we call an intake coordinator. She would provide you with the basic information. We have informational sharing meetings where we explain what our mission is and what that process looks like as far as adopting. As Kathleen mentioned, we have offices throughout the entire state. So the nice thing about that is any family, no matter where they're at, you're going to have a caseworker in your area. So you're not traveling to Omaha for everything. Same with our pregnancy clients. We can come to you if need be. You're not having to go to Omaha to meet with a caseworker. So that first step would be either check out our website to determine our contact information for the Omaha office or just call in and we can get you started.
Fair enough. We learn a lot. That's one thing about this show. We try and educate the public. Every once in a while, we try and use big words that we see. We don't come up with them on our own. We see them.
Down.
We write them down. Then we bring them to, and we try and use them, incorporate them, and then we meet people like you and educate us more about things that normally don't come up on our show. And we thank you for that.
Gals, thanks for giving us some time and a great day. And hopefully, we can continue to raise a lot of money and do this again next year and keep us in the loop about what's going on between July and July, because I know you guys are keeping real busy. Thanks so much.
That would be great. Thanks for coming out, guys.
You bet. Brianna and Kathleen with the Nebraska Children's Home. We are here at Meadowlark Hills for their second annual golf outing. It is Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. We've got a great turnout here today, a beautiful day for golf. I've seen a few golf shots, and you know what? None of them look like mine. They're all kind of down the middle in the fairway. So, you know.
Well, they're all in play.
That's the key. That is the key. They are all in play. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back to Meadowlark Hills, we're going to continue to talk a little golf, a couple of other sporting events from over the weekend. But when we come back, our Big 12 preview continues. 12 teams in 12 days. We're looking at Texas A&M this morning. Chuck Carlton of the Dallas Morning News will join us. And it'll be interesting. A lot of people are high on A&M. Let's see what he has to say about the Aggies. And we'll do that when we come back after this on ESPN.
Tomorrow, Discovery says goodbye to Captain Phil, a family man and a loyal friend. Nobody could turn a phrase like him.
Now you know why lions eat their young.
We always wish the best for him.
I'm not going to be here for very much longer.
We just wish he hadn't been right.
I don't know how to tell you this, but we lost Dad, dude.
Join us for Phil's final episode on a special two-hour Deadliest Catch. Tomorrow at 9, only on Discovery.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Scattered showers and storms continue to affect the area as we head through the day today with highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's an isolated chance for a shower storm early tonight with a low at 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We'll get to the Dent Popper inbox here in just a moment. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, it's a Monday, and folks, if you're getting ready for the British Open or you want to watch the home run contest tonight, you can hear it here on ESPN. You can watch it as well at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. You and your friends can enjoy Monday night. They've got fresh walleye on the menu. Monday, of course, in Kearney is Mountain Oyster Night. That means get out of the house and go enjoy some of your favorite food. If you're not into either one of those, of course, they've got a great selection of wings, whether the bone's in or the bone's out. They've got salads. They've got hamburgers. They've got cheeseburgers. They have definitely got pizza for you, maybe some ribs. Maybe you want a little steak. So many great, great sandwiches as well at the Chicken Coop. Open 7 days a week with great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day, because they know you are hungry. 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop. Check out their party room. Seats over 100, whether it's for a meeting, a family reunion, birthday, anniversary. The atmosphere is just right. The pool tables, the air hockey, the dart machines, they're all there for you at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas Tech,
Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's day three of 12 teams in 12 days as we get closer to our trip to Dallas in the Big 12 Conference Media Days. We'll be there live July 26th through the 28th, but we, as we do every year leading up to this, Daddy, we want to wet the whistle a little bit, get a little taste, and Texas A&M is on the docket for today.
Chuck Carlton from the Dallas Morning News joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is a beat writer for the A&M Aggies. We're going to get an insider's point of view right now. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for the time and welcome.
Hey, glad to be with you guys.
Hey, Chuck, it was Texas Tech 2 years ago. It was Oklahoma State last year. This year, Texas A&M is the pick of almost everybody to try and challenge Oklahoma and Texas to crack that top two in the Big 12 South. Is that the way A&M fans are seeing it, and your thoughts on maybe if they can get that accomplishment?
I think that's the way that A&M fans are hoping it goes. That's certainly the way Mike Sherman's hoping it goes. That remains to be seen. I mean, when you look at Tech 2 years ago, that was a loaded team. Graham Harrell, Michael Crabtree. I mean, that was a culmination of the Mike Leach era. Last year, there was no doubt that the Oklahoma State team that started the season had all kinds of talent. When you factor in that people thought Kendall Hunter would be healthy, they thought Des Bryant would be eligible. I mean, that was a team that everybody thought was a top 10 team. At this point, A&M is kind of tantalizing because of what we saw from Gerard Johnson, because this is the third year of the Mike Sherman era. But this team could easily be 6-6 instead of 10-2 in the regular season.
And still be a good football team, probably.
You know, that's the deal. Anytime you got Gerard Johnson, I think this guy's one of the biggest playmakers. And everybody across the country saw the Texas game, Chuck. That comes back. If you bring up three football games of regular season, people bring up the performance he had against that Texas defense and what a performance it was. That thrusts him not only into the national spotlight, but into Heisman contention, does it not?
I think so. I mean, you look at it, very manageable early non-conference schedule. I think the big game for him and his Heisman hopes will be a game against Arkansas and another Heisman contender, Ryan Mallett, at Cowboys Stadium here in Dallas. You look at that. Last year, it was just Arkansas came in and just dominated A&M, which had gotten off to a quick start, and Gerard Johnson took a beating in that game. And the question is, how much more improved is that A&M offensive line to give them a chance to make plays? You look at the bowl game against Georgia, same situation, where he was under an awful lot of pressure, threw some interceptions. Outside of Texas, he struggled against really good defenses. Clearly, he's got all the physical tools. He's a much better thrower than I think people give him credit to. When he came up, people thought he was kind of Vince Young light, but he's actually much better thrower, not really that much of a runner, even though he's got athletic ability. Very strong leader. He'll now have been starting for 3 years. He'll have seen pretty much everything the Big 12 can throw at him. And if A&M takes that step forward this year, then he's certainly going to be, I think, a name you hear associated with, you know, being a Heisman candidate.
Chuck Carlton of the Dallas Morning News joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to preview Texas A&M. I want to take it a step farther, Chuck. All this hype was thrown on Robert Griffin of Baylor last year. Unfortunately, he got injured. He had been in the national spotlight a little bit with his track career. All of a sudden, Gerard Johnson is thrown out there as the best quarterback in the conference. As a individual, do you think he can handle all this extra attention?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, he's gone through a lot. He lost his dad in high school, former A&M player. He had to fight for playing time and was in a dogfight with Stephen McGee earlier in his career, who was a very popular guy at College Station. I mean, he's put his imprint on this team. I think the mental aspect, yeah, certainly he can handle it. He's a senior. He's been around. He understands A&M tradition. I don't think that's a problem. I think the problem is not going to be so much, you know, him or even the other offensive skill players. I mean, they've got a really dynamic running back duo. They have some good receivers led by Jeff Fuller. But I think that you're still talking perhaps a true freshman starting at left offensive tackle. You're talking about a defense that you know, was at times riddled last season and a really inconsistent special teams. I mean, that's going to be the problem, is whether Gerard Johnson can make up for all those deficiencies.
Well, Chuck, you just brought it. You know, I was going to go with the receiver, Jeff Fuller, would have been a 1,000-yard guy. A&M's first ever, by the way. They have never had a 1,000-yard receiver at A&M until he broke his leg. Then you go to the offensive line. You lose the center and the two tackles. This freshman coming in, tell us about him. He's receiving a lot of accolades from maybe the newcomer of the year.
Yeah, Luke Jekyll out of Arlington in the Dallas area. In fact, his brother is a quarterback who is also coming into A&M. Just impressed the heck out of Mike Sherman in the spring. And Sherman may have gotten carried away with himself by proclaiming him as the answer at left tackle. You know, kind of protecting Gerard Johnson's blind side. But Sherman knows offensive linemen. You know, that's his stock and trade as a coach going back a ways, even to his first stint at Texas A&M. And he really needs to solidify that offensive line. At the same time, we've seen what happens, unless it's a very special, you know, type player, to freshmen who kind of get force-fed into the Big 12. And all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, lining up against some big-time pass rushers there. But, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, clearly the offensive line, as it has been for the last 2 years, is still a point of concern.
Well, Chuck, the reason he caught Mike Sherman's eye, part of that reason was because he was going against one of those big-time pass rushers in Von Miller. He led the nation last year in sacks. Can Von Miller bring this defense along as quickly as it needs to come along?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, Joe Kynes, who had a great and lengthy track record as a defensive coordinator, came to A&M as kind of a stopgap 2 years ago when Reggie Herring, who had originally taken the job, lasted all of 2 months and bolted for the Cowboys. Joe Kynes, who was in his 60s, kind of stepped in and had a defense that was ranked, I think, 119th and then 109 the last 2 years. Not very good. The question is, was it what Joe Kynes was doing, or was it the talent he inherited? Because Joe Kynes had always been successful everywhere he'd been. So you just wonder, was it the coaching, or was it the talent? The one huge success of the Joe Kynes era was moving Von Miller, who had kind of a nondescript career, into a hybrid linebacker, stand-up, rush-in sort of position. He blossomed last year, leading the nation in sacks. under Tim DeGruyter, who came from Air Force with a reputation for being a young, aggressive defense coordinator. Look for the same thing from Von Miller. Look for him to, again, just pile up sacks. The question is, outside of Von Miller, who else is going to step up? I mean, this was a defense that just got riddled at times by Oklahoma, by Kansas State, of all people. And you just shake your head a little bit. By, you know, the lasting memory for me is Colt McCoy, who was never exactly a gazelle, even though he was effective, outrunning the entire A&M secondary for 60 yards in that Thanksgiving game. That's not a good sign. They need to, you know, increase the physicality, increase the team speed. They need to, you know, people are wondering if this is the, you know, next incarnation of the Wrecking Crew. Hey, just an average defense would be welcome in College Station.
Our Texas A&M preview continuing here on the Big 12 with the Doug and Daddy Show and Chuck Carlton of the Dallas Morning News looking at the Aggies. Tell the folks about Cyrus Gray. It looks like he could be a big-time factor in the way things go for the Aggies.
Yeah, he is kind of the one half of a really nice running back duel. Him and Christian Michael, who came in as a freshman last year, somehow got away from Texas as the best running back in the state, and I think Texas could have used him last year to develop the running game. But they give you that kind of Christian Michael is more of a between the tackles sort of guy, you know, runs with some power. Cyrus Gray is that offbeat sort of guy, you know, that change of pace sort of guy. He's maybe not a 20 carry sort of guy, but he is awfully effective. He brings big play capability not only at running back, but also on special teams, on kickoff returns. And, you know, again, I don't think teams will be able to totally key on Gerard Johnson because you have two really nice running backs in that backfield. And, again, the question is just opening up holes for those guys.
How much patience is there with Mike Sherman?
Well, he does have a 7-year contract. And when you're in debt to the university by about $17 million because of loans taken out previously this decade, when you're still paying off Dennis Franchione, I think that buys you some talent. In Mike Sherman's case, I mean, he has embraced the A&M tradition. I think there is an awful lot of expectations for this year. People are saying, okay, first 2 years, you're building out from underneath the Franchione mess and what happened there. Now people are expecting more than a 6-6 record. They're expecting a team, you know, especially when you look at no Colt McCoy in Austin. People still have some doubts about, you know, maybe Oklahoma, especially, you know, with Landry Jones at quarterback, Tommy Tuberville stepping in for Mike Leach at Tech. The window does seem to be open for Texas A&M. And in this case, the question is, can the Aggies take advantage of it? In the third year, you expect that team to take a step forward. I would think that at least 8 wins would be a reasonable expectation. That'd be enough to keep the critics at bay. But if you get another 6 wins, there's going to be you get some lopsided Big 12 losses, and you get a lopsided loss to Arkansas, then yeah, I think he's going to be feeling some heat. I just don't see A&M being able to make a move. I think they're hamstrung by the contract, by their financial situation. And I also think right now you've got a grumbly fan base. I mean, a lot of these people really were geeked up about joining the Southeastern Conference. Remember, Texas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State were prepared to go to the Pac-10. But the SEC was really courting the Aggies. The Aggies did not want to, the words of Gene Stallings, piggyback on Texas. There are a lot of people who really had their exit strategy planned for the SEC. Now they're stuck in the downsized Big 12. It's not a happy house down in College Station.
Well, a lot going on in A&M. Can they make that move? Chuck Carlton of the Dallas Morning News thinks they might stay right there. So, Chuck, as we've been asking everybody as we previewed the Big 12, who do you got playing in Dallas in the Big 12 championship this year?
I really think that if there's a dark horse, it's going to be Texas Tech and not Texas A&M. And they do have Texas in Lubbock early in the season. I think Tuberville has more talent than what people think. Leach is building for this year. Still, I think until somebody knocks them off, I have Texas facing Nebraska. Again, call it round 3 of a heavyweight fight. I mean, we had round 1 last year. We're going to have round 2 in Lincoln coming up on October 16th, and then we'll have another rematch that may you know, may go 60 minutes, may go 60 minutes, 1 second, who knows? But I think we'll see Texas-Nebraska twice this year, and the second time will be at Cowboys Stadium, Big 12 title game.
And Chuck, your players of the year are who?
He's making it tough on you.
That, I mean, there's so much kind of to be decided in this league. I will give you this. I think, you know, there's more running backs, you know, who are kind of under the radar than we've seen for a while in this league, but still, it's quarterback-driven. I think whoever emerges as the starting quarterback at Texas Tech, and they'll still be running that system, I think Stephen Sheffield has a chance to have a heck of a year. So I'll go with a very dark horse candidate, say Stephen Sheffield, if he stays healthy, has a chance to win that Player of the Year honor and surprise a lot of people.
Well, Chuck, we look forward to continuing to follow Texas A&M. We'll see you in Dallas at Media Days. Thanks so much for giving us a preview of the Aggies here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Hey, glad to be with you guys.
And Chuck Carlton of the Dallas Morning News joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are live at Meadowlark Hills. Tony, there were more questions I wanted to ask Chuck about. You know, he brought up A&M going, thinking about going to the SEC. But one of the other things that's out here, A&M has a chance to get it going, and momentum is a big, big deal. But their last two games of the year are Nebraska and Texas, and they play Texas the Thursday after the Nebraska game. They play Nebraska Saturday and Texas Thursday. That's a no-win situation.
Yeah, the old 5 days off before you, undoubtedly your biggest game of the year. We'll see what happens when they get to that point, though. But you're right, Doug. Those first three games should be sleepers in Stephen F. Austin, Louisiana Tech, and Florida International. They do have Arkansas. That's a game in Arlington, Texas. And, you know, that's going to be interesting to see how they match up with the SEC when they wanted to be in the SEC so bad. So we'll see the attitude there. They start off the conference season at Oklahoma State. You think many people have Gerard Johnson, the quarterback and player of the year offensively in the Big 12, and then the defensive player of the year in Von Miller. Those are my two selections, basically. Because no one else has better stats than either one of those guys. If you lead the nation in sacks, and he's not your defensive player of the year, I wanted to put Jared Crick. Yeah. I like Jared Crick. I hope Jared Crick's the defensive player of the year.
I do what you do. I go with the heart, you know. But you're right. If you're picking preseason people, that's all you can do. Gerard Johnson is getting my Robert Griffin 2010 nod here. I was not high on Robert last year, and he got injured, but he wasn't doing anything to shock the world the games that he did play. And I think that's why I asked Chuck. I said, can he handle this? He had a great game against Texas. Big whoop. They got blown out in the bowl game. I am not buying this Texas A&M hype. What may help them is there's not that many great teams in the Big 12 Conference this year, games that they can win. They do have to start off at Oklahoma State on a Thursday night, national TV. I think that's going to be a huge tell, their first Big 12 game against a team that they're going to be battling for to be – I mean, I think it's them and Oklahoma. I was shocked when he took Texas Tech to be better. What I said last week, Tommy Tuberville, I don't see that being good at all. I just don't see it working. Not that he's not a good coach. I just don't see the styles. I mean, he's got one kind of – and, again, maybe we're just so blinded by what happened here with Bill Callahan. You can't make one style of player play another style of football in 8 months. Just doesn't happen.
Well, they're going to keep that same style of offense like Chuck Carlton seems to think they are. Maybe it will work. I don't know that. I do think about this A&M team, Doug, and that – Gerard Johnson last year had 30 touchdowns through the air, 8 interceptions. He rushed for another 8 touchdowns. He got 38 touchdowns. I don't know how you can't like the player when we put up those stats last year.
Well, and again, there's no stud, supposedly, you know, that's coming back at Oklahoma, that's coming back at Texas. You don't see these guys at Oklahoma State. There's a lot of new quarterbacks that are coming into the league, and I think maybe he moves to the top of the list by default. And I'm telling you what, as much as I didn't think Robert Griffin was going to be a stud last year, I think he is going to be this year because he needs to be if he stays healthy. And so that's why I like him a little bit. Are you telling me that Gerard Johnson is a better athlete than Robert Griffin? No.
I don't know how you go hot and cold on players like you do. Because he got hurt last year, and all of a sudden he's All-American this year.
Because I'm right. Because I'm right. Don't hate me because I'm right, Daddy. Don't hate me because I'm right. Colt McCoy pegged it every year. I'm just telling you. Hot, cold. These guys can't be made the best player in the world when they're sophomores because they can't handle it. Gerard Johnson lit some people up because they didn't know that he was that good. They're going to be prepared for this kid now. They had stud running backs. They had 290-pound running backs running you over. Those are the kids you had to be worried about, and Johnson was the open man here. That's why they keep talking with these three studs in Miami. Anybody wants to play because they're going to be open all the time. Well, same thing. Robert Griffin, everybody, they knew he was talented. They didn't know how good he was. And then he shows up, and all this hype, everybody's ready for him. The same thing is going to happen with this kid at Texas A&M.
I think Texas was ready for him last year, and he went all over the field on him. I don't think they went to sleep in the pregame.
Well, that's why not one person picks everybody in the media poll. There's not just one person on the AP poll. There's a variety of opinions. We'll see what happens. And, again, my opinion may change when we get back from Dallas, as it does sometimes. So we'll find out.
But we've got our people down. I think it's only fair that there's a wager of some sort at the end of the year.
What?
How many people are right?
I was right last year. I saw nothing from you. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back to the Nebraska Children's Home and their fairways and greens for kids and dreams here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They have an impossible putt over here, and I'm going to go try the impossible putt. See how far away I end up. I'll let you know the results when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use GoToMyPC.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's GoToMyPC.com.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also at the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
70 years and now $70,000. KHAS Radio has been Hastings' link to local news, weather, sports, and more for 70 years. We've loaded the Interstate Old Battery Center vault with 70 grand. Now you have to crack it at the Adams County Fair. We'll be in front of the grandstands from 4 to 8, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights of the fair, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Come up and see if you can enter the code to get the cash. Complete details online at hastingslink.com.
Scattered showers and storms continue to affect the area as we head through the day today with highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's an isolated chance for a shower storm early tonight with a low at 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Metal Arc Hills on the Doug and Daddy Show, Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams, the second annual golf outing going on right now. Glad to be here and glad to have you along with us. I want to remind you, we've been talking about the Charger and what it has to offer you from Complete Nutrition. Hey, that's not all they've got. When you're talking about men's health products, when you're talking cholesterol care, women's health, joint care, herbs and vitamins, health shakes and smoothies, stress relief products. The list goes on and on. Complete Nutrition is where it's at, 42nd and 2nd Avenue. Check them out. They're right out in front of the Archway Plaza. Check them out today. Muscle recovery products, sleep products, muscle replacement protein supplements. The list goes on and on. Check them out today. That's Jeff and the gang. They're the most knowledgeable in the business. Complete Nutrition, 42nd and 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Daddy, I just came back from the impossible putt, and also the team that we helped sponsor and gave away a four-person team here on the Doug and Daddy Show Friday, they just came rolling by, and they appeared to be a little bit happy. At least three of the members are playing well out of that group.
The fourth member of that group we did not expect to play well. So,
Well, everybody's having fun out here. They're moving around. They're doing a great job, and we are pleased to be here. The wind, as you can tell, is kicking up just a little bit, but we're used to that here, obviously, in central Nebraska. Coming back tomorrow, as I told you, I'll be down at Omaha at the Cox Classic, and we'll be talking with folks from there and a lot more on that. Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be giving you a chance to win passes to the Cox Classic, merchandise to the Cox Classic, and that's coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. That'll be going on right when we get back from Big 12 Football Media Days. It's the final weekend of the month of July, and we're looking forward to expanding our role with the folks at the Cox Classic. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk a little Kansas football. We preview the Jayhawks tomorrow on the show. Turner Gill's coming in. And, Daddy, a lot of people are even picking Iowa State to be better than them. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's something that's my lone really disagreement with the folks out there. I've got Kansas highest third in this division. I think they've got more talent. But a lot of people think it's going to be a lot of teams towards the bottom of that North Division.
I think if they got any talent at all, they could be very, very good, because I think Turner Gill is a good enough coach to take care of that and take that talent where it needs to be. The Miss Basketball Showcase came to a close last night. No surprise that the Pinnacle Bank All-Stars played well. Again, they've won it a few times. They won it last night over the Sioux Falls, South Dakota Warriors, 61-54. Haley Mandelko of Lexington and Alex Akinotiko, who many people believed was the best women's basketball player, girls basketball player in the state last year out of Bellevue. Each had 13 in the championship. Jamie Van Kirk had 11 in the championship last night. They win it 61-54. In American Legion Baseball, Kearney Runza suffers just their fifth loss of the year, but Millard South had to take them to 10 innings, 7-4. Kearney went 3-1 in their own tournament this weekend. For Post 52, they were 2-2 in the tournament in Lincoln. For Kearney Little Caesars, their season came to an end. They don't play in the area tournament. They were in the finals of the Grand Island Chief Tournament and lost to Lincoln Dinsdale by a score of 12-7 in the championship. For Hastings, 5 points, went 2-3 over the weekend in their Johnny Hop tournament there at Duncan Field. Yesterday, they beat Millard North. They split their games, beating Fremont Saturday, falling to Gretna on Saturday morning. So area tournaments getting going for most folks around the state of Nebraska later this week, including one right here in Kearney. And also, since we're here talking a little golf, the Nebraska Amateur is underway today up at the Wayne Country Club. The girls go 36 holes today and tomorrow, 18 each. Daniel Lemick of Donovan is the defending champion. The boys will play 3 days in the 54-hole tournament, the 42nd playing of the boys amateur, the 10th season that they have done the girls. So that's kind of what's going on in the world of sports. And Tiger Woods is going to play with Justin Rose and Camilo Vijegas, which I think will be an interesting and fun pairing to watch as we get ready for the British Open. You'll have to get up early, folks. Tiger tees off at 3:10 Central Time in the morning. But I did see, and thumbs up to this, that for a lot of years TNT was doing the morning coverage, and they'd come on at 6 o'clock ESPN will be coming on at 4 o'clock Eastern, I believe, 3 o'clock Central, because you know they want to show all of Tiger. So 3 in the morning, no matter what, if you're going to bed late or getting up real early, you're going to be able to watch some of the British Open.
Perfect. I did not realize that. You know, it's one thing we want more of is the coverage of these major championships, including Augusta, which they've limited, and they're getting more and more of it every year. But that sounds great. We're going to get to see Tiger's whole round. Hopefully, we'll be able to get it going.
And Merritt, you know, being a Dolphin fan, are they even going to talk about the Dolphins anymore with all these basketball players in Miami, Merritt?
I'm not sure, but I noticed that they were ranked on ESPN at number 11, so I can take that.
Well, you know, yeah, if you like to satisfy for not being in the top third of the teams in the National Football League, that's fine. I
you
see
can
that
fly
Dallas
under
is number
radar.
Two, Daddy. Dallas is number two behind the Colts.
Oh.
And then the Vikings are three.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope we're in the final two when it all breaks down. That'd be a fun to have a Super Bowl in the Jerry World.
That would be outstanding. Merritt, anything else we need to take care of today?
Nope, I just have to get reintroduced to you guys when you come back on Tuesday for Daddy and Wednesday for Doug.
Well, we're going to do what we can do, buddy. Hey, let's hit that close and get on out of here in the last minute. Big Owen King just smacking one down the middle here on number 10. They're having one of the qualifiers for the Nebraska Stroke Play Championship out here at Meadowlark next week. We want to thank Scott and Dave, who always do a great job here at Meadowlark Hills, to get a chance to come out and play the course. We want to thank Kathleen and Brianna with the Nebraska Children's Home, Matt and Melissa Prasha, helping get this organized locally here, and saw them during one of the breaks they're playing, and so didn't have a lot of time to come over and chat. We want to thank Chuck Carlson of the Dallas Morning News for previewing Texas A&M on the show today. Tomorrow, Travis Tuesday Trivia and Kansas Jayhawks football, Daddy.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1416 Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.